A postmistress in Northumberland has been paying out pensions from her own pocket. Wendy Telfer lent customers money over Christmas when the broadband connection to Bellingham Post Office was cut and her payment processing machine stopped working. Mrs Telfer's been telling me what caused the problem.
The gentleman upstairs in the flat above the shop applied to get broadband fitted. And I said, yes, that wasn't a problem. But I says, on no account must you use either of the phone lines that's there, because one was for the post office, another line was for the shop. So what did BT go and do? Use the post office phone line and cut me off. So that was December the 17th.
And how long were you cut off for?
We got reconnected yesterday.
So that's what, 11 days?
Yes.
And what impact did that have on the business?
Oh, massive, because it's a busy time of year for post offices. People sending parcels and, you know, wanting their money. You know, it was horrendous. And, of course, everything that goes through the system is what I get paid on. You know, nothing goes through the system, I don't get paid. So the only thing I could do was give people a stamp and then make a note of how many stamps I'd given out so I can put them into the system when I came back home. That's all I could do.
What if somebody wanted to pay their council tax?
Oh, no, nothing like that, no.
What about the older folk wanting nothing. To claim their pension?
Couldn't do it.
So what were they saying to you?
Well, I had to explain what had happened. And, you know, there's a lot of old people that have just got their pension, you know. They haven't got bank accounts or anything and they rely on this, you know. And I was saying, if I can help in any way, I'll, you know, lend you some until, you know, you can get it. Because it's a village, you know. I know everybody, you know.
So did you have to do that, Wendy?
Just a couple of times I did it, yes. You know, you're trying to help everyone, you know.
You paid the pensions out of your own pocket?
Just a couple. Which I'll get back, I know I will, because honest people, village people, I know them, you know.
How frustrating was it, Wendy, to be without the use of the technology you've come to rely on?
Very frustrating, because the post office is there, you're giving the village a service.
Were your customers understanding?
Oh, yes, most of them were, yes. But, you know, a lot of people get set in their ways, especially older people, and technology... You know, some of them doesn't quite understand. But we're up and running now.
Wendy, just before you go, I've probably overspent over Christmas.
Yeah.
You couldn't lend us a tenner, could you?
If you come up to Bellingham Post Office, yes.
Wendy Telfer in the Christmas spirit.